100.7 WHUD. Mike and Casey, good morning. It's 844.
Emmy-winning writer and producer and Long Island native Judd Apatow is coming to town. He has grown up in Syosset, where he hosted a comedy show on his high school radio station years ago. Judd Apatow returns to stand-up comedy roots at a sold-out performance at Ridgefield Playhouse on Sunday, July 23rd at 7 p.m. The man behind Freaks and Geeks, 40-year-old Virgin and Trainwreck, and his resume is now complete as Judd Apatow joins Mike and Casey.
Judd!
There she is.
Oh, man, I'm so happy to talk to you.
I'm excited to talk to you guys.
Do you know what day this is?
Today is
Amy Schumer's birthday.
I know it's Amy's birthday.
Are you going to see her? What are you going to do? Bring her a present, something?
I think I'm on the opposite coast from her. What do you? What should I do? What
I send flowers.
The perfect emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah, just an emoji. No real flowers.
Yeah.
Are people surprised to hear that after an accomplished movie and TV career behind the scenes are going to be doing stand-up comedy?
I guess they are, but less and less as I've been doing it the last 3 or 4 years. I started doing it when I was 17. I did it until I was about 24. And then I stopped because I kept getting writing jobs. And I thought, oh, the universe is telling me to stop. And then when I was working with Amy on Trainwreck, she would come home from all these gigs, and it seems like so much fun. And I realized that I missed it.
You missed it?
Am I not supposed to miss it?
I don't know. It's like you're the Ryan Seacrest of comedy. You know, wherever there's something funny, there you are, in front of the camera or behind the scenes. So it's hard work, though. Do you want to work that hard?
I think it's the least hard work of everything because it's just very immediate. It's weird to make comedy and never talk directly to the audience. When you make movies, you just wind up in editing rooms with sweaty editors. You're all by yourself. And when I was hanging out with Amy at the comedy clubs again, I thought, oh, I missed this. This is like what I liked about comedy was hanging out with everybody.
And it also gives you a good reflection of how people are thinking these days based on their reaction. Something you thought was very funny when you wrote it may not fly, or something that you thought was an aside is, you know, getting hysterical laughs.
Well, I definitely think it's easy to get unfunny and stale because you just lose touch with your audience and you're just sitting in your house all day long. So any direct conversation that you have with the audience every day just somehow tunes you into what people are thinking about and what they find funny. So I definitely think it's helpful to everything else that I do.
You know, I get it, because we're live on the air every day, and if we were taped on the air every day, it wouldn't be the same. You really do need the conversation.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. And people are funny, and it's just, I just get such a kick out of it. And then I work out a lot at the Comedy Cellar in New York, and you do your spot, and then, you know, people come in. You know, it literally is like a joke, like, Louis C.K. came in, and there's you know, Amy Schumer and Ray Romano, and I'm a comedy nerd, so I get a kick out of just being around it.
There you go. He's around it all the time now. He's doing stand-up.
He's the best.
Yeah, and his show is sold out. July 23rd. It's a Sunday at 7, so maybe you can weasel a ticket out of a friend who can't go or got the tickets. And
just wait by the door. And we want to mention Amy Schumer's birthday is June 1st. That's how long ago we spoke to him, but sounded fresh to us.
Judd Apatow, good morning. One great